Maria Hernandez. Yeah, you look skinny. 117.79. Chief complaint, cough. Number two, congestion. Next one was headache. Next one was body ache. Next one was feeling nauseous. Next one was abdominal pain. Next one was nausea. Next one was vomiting. Next one was diarrhea off and on. Next one was history. Carotid stenosis. Next number is need the mammogram. Next number is colonoscopy is not due till next year or in 4 years. Our patient is a 44-year-old woman, married, lives at home with her husband, taking care of her grandchild right now. Comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms for the past 3 to 4 days, period. In the paragraph, she also has other issues regarding leg pain, arm pain, and she feels like she might have the flu. She also has bladder spasm, abnormal periods, and history of carotid stenosis that needs to be reevaluated. Medical problems negative, surgical problem negative, except for tubal ligation, social, no smoking, no drinking, married, 4 children, allergy none, COVID immunization none, she had COVID last year, family history is non-contributory, mammogram ordered as part of maintenance exam, colonoscopy not needed now. She's alert, she's awake, she weighs 147 pounds, her weight is up 3 pounds, 99%, 98.1, 16, 75, 115 over 69. Heart positive, some positive, 2 lungs are clear, abdomen soft, TMs are red, pushed in, pharynx is red, knee inflamed, logical and non-focal, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows trace edema. Assessment, number 1, sinusitis, number 2, bronchitis, number 3, rosefenogram now, next one is Z-Pack, next one is Medrol dose pack, next one is Decadron 8 milligram. Next one is mammogram ordered. Next one is get blood work. Next one is flu test A and B is negative. Next one is strep is negative. Next number, because of abdominal pain, we looked at her abdomen via ultrasound. No abnormality was noted. Next one, we looked at her pelvis because of abnormal periods. No issues were noted there. Next one is patient has had a patient's mom went through a change at a young age. Next one is patient did have some perimenopausal syndromes, but they have resolved now. Next one, she does have lymphadenopathy in her neck. Next time is we looked at her kidneys as part of the abdominal examination. No abnormal findings were noted. Next time is she does have lots of lymphadenopathy in her neck. The next number is the patient will be seeing us in 1 week to go over her blood work. Next time is her findings were addressed and discussed at length before leaving. Thank you.